Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we're joined by a distinguished member of the House of Representatives, a senior member of the Armed Services Committee in that body, the chairman of the House Natural Resources Committee's Energy Subcommittee, a very important post. He is Representative Doug Lamborn, representing the people of the 5th Congressional District in Colorado. He serves as the co-chair of the Republican Israel Caucus and so much more, and it's always a delight to have him with us. Congressman, welcome back, and thank you. I know you're out in God's country. I appreciate you taking a few months to talk with us.
Frank, it's always good to chat with you and your listeners.
Thank you. Congressman, one of the things that is kind of now in sharp relief in the aftermath, particularly of the attack in Orlando, is the distinct problem that we don't seem to really understand what we're up against. And this was evidenced in the redacted transcript of the shooter's calls in 9/11. I'm interested in your thoughts on that, and if you might tell us a little bit about the effort of your Democratic colleagues to sort of divert attention further onto gun control, and what you think of that idea.
They had this sit-in, and they were trying to bring back the days of civil rights protests in the 60s, and yet their objective was to take away civil rights, to impose restrictions on our Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms in a way that is against civil rights. And they are shifting attention, if they can get away with it, away from terrorism and the influence of ISIS on homegrown terrorists like Omar Mateen in Orlando, and they're trying to put it on gun control. You know, even if their solutions had been enforced, that would not have stopped Mateen. So it's ironic that they really don't even have solutions. The ones they propose wouldn't have made a difference.
When you hear the administration talking terrorism, if you will, or violent extremism, as they call it, having nothing to do with Sharia, with the jihad that it impels, or with Islam more broadly, it does seem as though that's blinding us to certain realities. And we were talking earlier in the program with Dr. Zudi Jasser, who testified before Senator Ted Cruz earlier this week. And he really made the point that not only is this precluding us from being able to prevent violence by understanding what's coming and nipping it in the bud, but it also is really undermining people like himself, reform-minded Muslims, that we seem to be doing the bidding of, the Muslim Brotherhood and its ilk. What are your thoughts on that?
You know, Frank, the president refuses to even mention the phrase Islamist terrorism or jihadism, for that matter. And he just doesn't get it. If he refuses to even acknowledge the source of these inspired attacks, ISIS and other related inspired attacks, then we can't really deal with the problem. You know, it starts with having our eyes wide open as to where the problem comes from. It's kind of like his inability to have a foreign policy strategy. He's just letting Syria and Iraq deteriorate. It happened in Libya also under Hillary Clinton. They just let conditions deteriorate. At this point, he's waiting and hoping he can wash his hands of it and let the next president deal with it. But when we precipitously withdrew from Iraq without any status of forces agreement, no U.S. presence, they turned to Iran. Things deteriorate between the Sunnis and Shiites, or in Syria when he withdrew from the red line that he had given to Bashar Assad without any consequences. Things just deteriorate, and we're at the
point
where ISIS.
And predictably so.
Yeah, predictably so. So ISIS now has huge territory. They call it a caliphate, and they're finding disturbed people, aimless people, disgruntled people like Omar Mateen in Orlando to do these horrific attacks in Europe and here in the U.S. And that's going to continue. The president, and we required him to come out with a policy. and Syria, he still doesn't even have that. His one proposal was to, let's do a new authorization of the use of military force, and by the way, make it very restrictive and shackle the next president. But we're not going to shackle the next president. We're not going to take his advice.
Thanks, but no thanks, as they say. Yeah. You know, I'm sure that the administration or its apologists would claim, well, this, you know, we're rolling up the Islamic State. They have less territory today than they used to. But that doesn't take into account that they've opened up new franchises in places like Libya, for example, and elsewhere in sub-Saharan Africa. Hey, speaking of the broader problem, Congressman Doug Lamborn, I wanted to ask you about the relationship of the United States government under President Obama to the Palestinians, including among them, I'm sorry to say, it seems Hamas, the very much terrorist franchise there, associated, by the way, with the Muslim Brotherhood, of course. And more broadly, sir, what do you make of the U.S. policy towards Israel?
You know, I'm working with others in Congress to call attention to the fact that we are giving hundreds of millions of dollars to the Palestinians through the UNRWA program overseen by the United Nations to
this is the welfare relief agency, right?
Yeah. That's what it stands for. And yet this group through the UN is giving money to Palestinian groups and organizations that are inspiring hatred. They're inciting hatred and terrorism through the textbooks that they put out and other public acts that they make, payments that they give to the families of terrorists who murder innocents in Israel. And yet we're funding that with very few conditions, fewer, if any, conditions. That's the kind of short-sightedness that our administration is doing that does not create peace in the Middle East and actually is making things worse.
Congressman, let me turn finally to something near and dear to your heart, I know. The president seems determined to get all of those in Guantanamo Bay out. Some he's just evidently going to turn loose on foreign countries and therefore probably in short order foreign battlefields. Some I think he still intends to bring to the United States, even though that's not permissible under existing law. One of the places where they might be put is Supermax, not too far from you. What is your view of whether the president can do this under the law and whether Congress will take further steps to ensure that he doesn't?
Congress will do everything, and I will do everything we can to prevent him from doing that. However, he has acted above the law on other occasions. Like with DACA, he said 20 times, I don't have the right to give immigrants who are here illegally citizenship or to not deport them, and yet he turns around and does exactly that. So with Guantanamo Bay, Frank, we here in Colorado are very disturbed about the fact that they might be brought to our soil and put in our communities here in Colorado. But whether it's in Colorado or anywhere that they would come, there's so many problems. There are security problems. There are radicalization of others problems when you put them in a civilian system. There are constitutional problems. They would be able to demand certain kinds of habeas corpus rights, or if they go to trial, the release and the open hearing of a lot of sensitive intelligence sources and methods that would be detrimental, would be devastating to our intelligence gathering in that part of the world. There'd be so many things wrong with bringing them to our soil. And it's all based on the foolish campaign promise he made to close down Guantanamo. He's broken all kinds of other promises. Why can't he break this one? And he says, yeah, what he says that this incites the radicals to come against the West. No, they came against the West in 9/11 before even heard of Guantanamo Bay.
Congressman Doug Lamborn, we have to let it go at that for the moment. I appreciate very much your time, the great work you do on behalf of the people of the 5th District of Colorado and all of us, for that matter, on the House Armed Services Committee and elsewhere. Keep it up. Come back to us again, if you would, very soon, sir. Next up, we'll be talking with Nina Shea of the Hudson Institute on genocide against Christians and more. Straight ahead.
go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.